It is commonly believed that speaking in tongues is a private prayer language, but that idea is read into the text. Not a single verse states that tongues is for private prayer. However, 1 Corinthians 14, 21-22 clearly say that speaking in tongues was a sign. In 1 Corinthians 14:21, God said, "Through men of strange tongues I will speak to this people." This is a quote from Isaiah 28:11-14, in which God said that through foreign lips and strange tongues he was going to speak to, that is, judge, this people in Jerusalem. Then 1 Corinthians 14:22 continues on to say, "Tongues then are a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers." From this we can see that speaking in tongues was a sign of judgment for this people, the unbelieving Jews who had rejected their Messiah. That judgment came in 70 AD when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem. Foreign languages were first used as a sign of judgment against the people who were building the Tower of Babel. Genesis 11, 1-9 tell us that because they refused to spread throughout the world, God confused their languages and scattered them over the face of the earth. Next, in Deuteronomy 28, after God promised Israel that he would bless them if they were obedient, he said that if they were disobedient, he would bring against them a nation whose language you will not understand. That's in verse 49. So just as foreign languages were used as judgment against a disobedient people at Babel, they would be used as a sign of judgment against Israel if they were disobedient. The Old Testament shows tongues being used as a sign of judgment against Israel on two occasions. Firstly, in Isaiah 28, 11-14, Isaiah prophesied that the Assyrians, a people with foreign lips and strange tongues, would be God's instrument of judgment against Israel. Secondly, in Jeremiah 5, 15-17, Jeremiah prophesied that the Babylonians, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand, would be God's instrument of judgment against Judah. Both of these prophecies were fulfilled, confirming tongues as a sign of judgment. Moving on to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 1:22 says that Jews demanded signs. In John 20:30 and 31, we are told that Jesus did signs in the presence of his Jewish disciples to prove that he was the Christ, the Messiah, and eternal life was in his name. Then Hebrews 2, 2-4 tell us that God used signs to bear witness to salvation through Jesus. Speaking in tongues was a sign to the Jews that salvation was in Jesus. There are three mentions of tongues in Acts, and on each occasion Jews were present and people believed in Jesus. Looking at the three events in Acts, we see A. In Acts 2, the Jews were amazed to hear God being praised in foreign languages, and 3,000 were cut to the heart and believed when they heard that they had crucified their Lord and Christ. That's in Acts 2, 36-41. B. In Acts 10-11, at Cornelius' house, Peter and the other Jews who had come with him were astonished when the Gentiles believed in Jesus and spoke in tongues. That's Acts 10:43-47. And C, in Acts 19:1-7, 12 Jewish disciples of John the Baptist spoke in tongues after they had believed and were baptized in Jesus' name. In all three passages, Jews were the target of the sign of speaking in tongues, and each time it pointed to belief in Jesus, so it is obvious that tongues were a sign to the Jews that salvation, even for the Gentiles, was in the one they had crucified, and they would be severely judged for it. In Matthew 24, 1 and 2, Jesus spoke of judgment, saying that the temple would be destroyed. It was further prophesied about in 1 Corinthians 14, 21 and 22, which say that through men of strange tongues, God would speak to this people, and it would be a sign to them. As already said, this quote comes from Isaiah 28, 11-14, and this connection to previous judgment against Israel makes it obvious that speaking in tongues was a sign of future judgment against them for crucifying their Messiah. Judgment came when God used the Roman army and men of strange tongues to destroy Jerusalem. The sign of speaking in tongues was not likely needed beyond that point because tongues had served their purpose. Judgment had come. Finally, many believe that speaking in tongues is for private use, despite 1 Corinthians 12:7 and 1 Peter 4:10 saying that all gifts are for serving others, for the common good. There is no suggestion of tongues being for private use, but, as shown in this article, the Bible tells us that speaking in tongues was a sign of judgment against Israel. When Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, about 55 AD, he said not to forbid speaking in tongues, and this was simply because tongues were still being used as a sign to the Jews. But once judgment came, in 70 AD, the sign had served its purpose and the gift of tongues ceased. Many ignore the clearly stated purpose of speaking in tongues and force-fit a private prayer language into the text at the expense of sound interpretation. Amen.